This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks. We are here to go through a lot of things that are not necessarily part of your everyday jargon, your everyday thinking, the world of the metaphysical, the world of the... I find it to be very exciting, very challenging, very informative, all of my reading and thinking and participating in discussions with people who have fabulous ideas, new ideas, ideas that will help, I hope, change the way thing. I'm a change agent. Think about it this way in terms of change. Every day, hundreds of thousands of cells in your body change. Your body from day to day is never the same. And that's only the beginning. You know, most people don't think about it. We go through our everyday stuff, get in our car, drive to work, come home, have some dinner, take a walk, maybe go for a swim if it's summertime, watch a couple of television shows and go to bed. Well, it's really very, it's fascinating to understand what really is going on. And I don't know, Laura, whether you knew this or not, but this past week, the folks at NASA have announced that there is another twin. There have been three or four planets that have been spotted so far in the research being done in sort of what we call the immediate universe, which is within 300 to 400 light years away. There's a planet that they have a picture of that was posted at the NASA website. Looks just like the Earth. Oh, same size, has continents on it. Ocean. I mean, it's just fascinating.
Wow. Oh,
and,
gosh.
You know, when you think about the fact that every day this planet goes around in perfection on its axis so that every 24 hours exactly it turns that circle. Every year we go through on the same days that change from one season to another. Every day we also have the sun in our lives and darkness in our lives. And yet we're going through space. Our solar system is in a galaxy that's moving at what, who knows what the speed is.
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're never in the same place ever.
No.
So, you know, we think about the disruption in our lives because of the current situation, but think about how life changes in the maximum sense. And it really is, it's pretty amazing. All right, so let's bring in Marco Greenberg, who is an author. He has some very interesting thoughts about thinking, primitive thinking. The book, by the way, is called Primitive, Tapping the Primal Drive that Powers the World's Most Successful People. And you are also president of Thunder 11, which is a communications firm. What does Thunder 11 do, Marco?
Doug, we're in the PR space. Uh-huh. So we help companies get out the word, spread the message, hopefully receive some love. We work with companies that are in the healthcare field, in public affairs, so nonprofits, sometimes some governmental work, as well as technology. So in a way, I'm an unlikely character to write a book, not about marketing, but in this case, unlikely in the sense that it's more self-help, it's more business, it's more career, with a little bit of memoir sprinkled on top.
So doesn't what's going on currently bring us around, people who are thinking anyway, bring us around to understanding the need for what you do and others, that is to change our thinking in a sense, to get into our what we think, how we think, when we think, and to sort of, not to convince you, but doesn't it make sense to think about things differently when you look at the reality of what we've confronted in the last few months in terms of change that has been painful, difficult, maybe unnecessary in some respects. I think it has been, but I also am embracing the fact that I believe some things have to change and some things are changing whether you like it or not. So.
Yeah.
Maybe with that, the you know, when I think of one of the TV shows that I watched when I was a kid, return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. And, you know, that's no good. It just isn't.
Yeah, I think you hit on something. You know, when you talk to MBAs, their focus is very much on operations, logistics, supply chain, certainly finance, the nuts and bolts of the business. But I think there's a heart and soul of business.
Well, those people are needed. There's no question they're needed. But then, thank you, you just jumped off into what else we need that we may not find as much of as we need to have. That is the heart and soul of what drives all of us and ought to drive our businesses, frankly, I think.
Exactly. I had a boss at BBDO, one of the largest advertising agencies in the world.
Yep.
And he sat down with me and he said, you know, in our business, only 10% is actually marketing and advertising and PR. 10% is kind of the business of the business, but 80% is psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you realize that these companies, these organizations, big, small, medium-sized, they're living organisms, kind of like what you were saying earlier about cells. They also have their cells. And in my experience in working with some of the more successful people out there, and yes, there is a monetary component often, but there's also another way to judge success in terms of independence, in terms of impact, in terms of fun. And I sat down with a colleague one day and I said, well, what do these people have in common? Do they have anything in common? And the first thing that occurred to me, having been raised in a pretty crazy time in Southern California in the 1960s and 70s, my first reaction in trying to connect the dots amongst the successful people I've worked with, whether they are Fortune 500 CEOs, founders of tech unicorns, artists, scientists, etc., I said out loud, they're friggin' nuts.
Yes, that's so true. I love this idea of the 80% being psychology. This is Laura Banks here. Hi, Margo. And
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, but this idea you have of adopting a messianic spirit. So if one is true to oneself and their nutness, and I totally agree with that, and I'm nuts, and how does the nutness relate to the messianic spirit?
Hey, it's a great question. Hold on just a second.
I want to get into, first of all, understanding what the messianic spirit is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people may not know what that is. So hold on. Let's start with that and then go on into more complex things. But it's all about thought and thinking. Marco Greenberg is here. If you want to just Google him, I always do that when I have people on. I want to know more about what it is that people are thinking and how they're thinking. And so, and it's also, for me, when I'm talking to somebody, if I don't know them, I want to know what they look like because I'm talking to you, with you. I'm not talking at you. And I think having a visual of people, that's one of the things that the radio sort of takes away from, which I wish wasn't always the case. It's great to have an imagination, but I want to know who I'm talking to. So, Marco, I appreciate your high forehead, amongst other things. It's good to see you. It's good to have you here. We'll continue in a matter of moments. First, though, thinking about taking care of yourself and your loved ones, I've made this message very clear in any or all of the programs that I do on the radio, how helpful the folks at MyPillow have been, whether it's because they changed their production to provide masks for hospitals over the past month or so, or the folks that are running it, Mike Lindell and his family, literally, business family, have decided to cut the price on everything because of the circumstances we're in, because he wants you to be safe, and the MyPillow is something you can wash and dry, keep your bedding healthy by washing and drying it, everything washable, dryable, including the pillows, at MyPillow.com, extending the offer on all the pillows, everything actually there at MyPillow.com, at 66% off the standard price. So you can buy up to 10 new pillows and save up to 66%. The Giza sheets, the towels, the roll-and-go-anywhere pillows, duvet covers, you name it, they've got it. As far as your bedroom is concerned, you're sleeping, you want to be clean, feel good when you get into bed, feel better when you wake up in the morning, MyPillow has the answer. MyPillow to the rescue. So go to Radio Listener Specials. There's a special page at MyPillow Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. You get a $25 gift card as well for your next purchase. If you want to buy Mike's book, you can do that at MyPillow.com to hear his incredible, read about his incredible story and how his business got started. It's a great American story, actually. Read more about it. Hear more about it. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV when you check out at MyPillow.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson, and this is Dr. Taylor Hayes, director of the Mayo Clinic Nicotine Dependence Center, with a message for smokers.
If you're a young person, say you're 40 years old or younger, do you want to add 10 years to your life? Quit smoking. Do you want to avoid all of the ill health effects? Chronic lung disease, heart disease, lung cancer, stop smoking.
Dr. Hayes says all of those diseases are associated with smoking, and kicking the habit at a young age can help you avoid them.
And they'll add years, not just length of life, but quality of life.
As for older smokers, Dr. Hayes says it's never too late to try to quit.
Make an attempt. You still can avoid a lot of the ill health effects of smoking, stopping whenever. So if you've tried and failed, try again.
Dr. Hayes says the best way to quit is to make a plan and stick to it.
And that plan should include some counseling and behavioral therapy and medications that will reduce withdrawal and help maintain abstinence.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Marco Greenberg here on Your Hidden Power. Laura Banks and I are talking to him. We've launched off into a subplot here, the messianic spirit, something that Laura brought up that I'm concerned people may not know what that is. So can we have a quick primer in that before we get into the depth of what Laura asked you, Marco?
Certainly messianic can have a religious connotation, although in this sense, I mean it to convey what are divine purposes, what our calling is, what do we have to do on this planet professionally before we leave it. So for me, it also fits in the context of what primitives do. And when I say primitives, I know it's a loaded word. I mean it in the positive, pure, raw, instinctive, innate sense of the definition. So I like to say primitives are roaming. That's the acronym that allows people to tap into their primitive energy. So roaming begins with relentless. It doesn't just mean work hard. It means keeping an eye on that big prize. Oh, and I think you'll like this, Doug, is for oppositional. It's hard in a PC kind of world to say, I disagree, you're wrong. But some of the greatest people are able to butt heads and take their company or organization to new heights.
Wow. And let me give you an example of that is right now going on. I'm now starting to focus more on the hysteria regarding the virus and what we've done, what we've changed. Some of the things are good. Some of them completely unnecessary in my mind. We've gotten so trapped into thinking that just because there's a doctor in front of your name, you know it all and you have the best advice, and other people who have common sense don't have any play in all of this. And so when you look at the numbers, the sheer numbers of people who have died from the regular flu, who continue to die from cancer, heart disease, automobile wrecks, you name it, it is paltry. The numbers of people dying from this coronavirus are minuscule.
Yep.
And we have allowed ourselves to have this like think. And I wonder what to talk about divine purpose, what the purpose in it is. To believe what we're told makes no sense if you think it through. So is there another purpose for what we are going through that we ought to examine when we continue here with Marco Greenberg on Your Hidden Power?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
All right, let's keep going here. We've got a, as we oftentimes do, I got myself all worked up because I think people are getting led like sheep.
It's true. I agree with you, Doug. I 100% agree. You look at the statistics, you know,
it's crazy.
14.8% problem with 80+, but all the other percentages are really, really low.
Low.
Of people.
So we're ruining the economy, or are we changing? Is there something deeper here that we have to understand, Marco Greenberg? What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is a time to recalibrate and to look, in the words of the Rolling Stones, we don't always get what we want, but sometimes we get what we need.
Yes.
And part of that is slowing down. You guys obviously deal with a lot of spirituality and metaphysics, and I actually took a slip on the ice on Friday. Wow. Yes, it was still very cold in Great Barrington, Mass. on Friday, April 17th, and I re-injured an old quad injury. So I think the time that we all have right now in our proverbial cave is an opportunity to readjust and think about what we really want out of our lives. And as I started to say on the roaming acronym, to just continue the theme, A is for agnostic, the ability to jump from field to field. We talked about messianic. I, and Laura and Doug, this might surprise you, I is for insecure, to actually own it and say, sometimes I am paranoid, sometimes I am anxious, but how do I use that as jet fuel to take me and my organization to the next level?
And
we talked about as nuts, and G finally is gallant, caring about the other, being noble, not just continuing this self-centered kind of mindset that unfortunately too many of us have.
Well, there is, I mean, this like thing, you got to think for yourself. We used to be able to think for ourselves. That is one of the things from the past that ought to come back. So how does this book that you've written tap into what we're talking about here, the powers of the world's most successful people? Are people more and more, do you think they're going to be leaders of our country and leaders in the world? Certainly you're not going to get it out of the World Health Organization or the UN. Who's going to step up and really make the difference or have the impact that you and I and Laura and the listeners are talking and thinking about today? Who's going to do that?
Well, look, it starts with throwing out the civilized rule book. That doesn't mean that we have to be coarse and cruel or crude. Certainly not. I have a quote in my book that takes words from the late psychologist Judith Rich Harris, who says that the jungle might be bloody, but it is not devoid of love and loyalty. And she's someone that tried to play by the civilized rule book, and then her colleagues at Harvard didn't anoint her with the PhD, but she went on to do groundbreaking research on what's innate and what's inborn in terms of ourselves, in terms of our DNA, et cetera, et cetera. In terms of your question, Doug, I think oftentimes we can look for entrepreneurs, those people who are willing to throw out the conventional rule book. And Laura, I know you have a bestseller on a similar theme. Those are the kind of people that can help inspire us. The good news is, though, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to risk the family fortune in order to make a few primitive moves in your career, even if you work for a big organization, right?
What I love about everything you've been saying, Marco, is
in a different field, a different job, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you're looking to throw away an old paradigm. You're looking to say, look, be relentless, be powerful, be raw, be yourself, follow your dreams. And if we all do that, then that's the macrocosm and then the microcosm. And I get them backwards. But anyway, like then the president, everyone in the politics, embrace a new paradigm. Don't worry that we have to go back to who we were.
New thinking.
Yeah, just allow yourself to blow it out. New thinking. Let's all go to this new place. Right?
Marco Greenberg is the author of Primitive, Tapping the Primal Drive that Powers the World's Most Successful People, president also of Thunder 11. We've had the wisdom of his thinking here in this part of Your Hidden Power. Thank you, Mr. Greenberg.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Roth family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Roth family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released an updated projection showing that the U.S. could face 74,000 coronavirus deaths by August. U.S. deaths currently total more than 56,000. The coronavirus pandemic could wind up canceling the Olympics. The president of Tokyo 2020 announcing a short time ago the games could be canceled altogether if the coronavirus pandemic continues into next year. The Olympics are currently scheduled to open on July 23rd, 2021. Parts of the South and Midwest are facing severe thunderstorms today with possibly large hail, widespread damaging wind, and there could be some tornadoes. North Texas, western Arkansas, and northwestern Louisiana are especially at risk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attorney General William Barr is making sure stay-at-home restrictions don't go too far in some states. The USAG has told federal prosecutors to watch out for any rights that might be violated amid the coronavirus pandemic and the response to it. He argued yesterday that, quote, the Constitution is not suspended in times of crisis, adding that they need to be vigilant to ensure this the Constitution's protections are preserved. But Barr did also say they don't want to unduly interfere with measures that are being taken by local officials to literally stop the spread of the illness. Swimmers are preparing for next year's Olympics, but they'll be dipping their toes in the water again this summer to do so, as USA Swimming has revealed it canceled all national meets, but will start regional competitions in August. They'll be smaller and they'll limit travel. It will lead up to national events that they say can resume in November as of now. The Tokyo Olympics were postponed a year due to the coronavirus outbreak. And a North Carolina family dog, a pug named Winston, is believed to be the first canine in the United States to have tested positive for the coronavirus. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Your Hidden Power back on the air here, another half hour of focus on the things that are different in terms of thinking. We have podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Matter of fact, the most recent ones, the last two, one of them, the Your Hidden Power number 137, is a focus on stress and how smart stress is important for you to grasp. With a lady, Dr. Christina Hallett, helped us to understand addressing relationships, the stress that now has been brought about by our reality of being around each other, families and friends. Well, no friendships continue other than what you can connect to in the new world order of connections, the Zooms and Skype and all that. But, you know, in terms of being at home, the number of divorces is going bananas because of the stress.
Yes.
So find out how to deal with that, right, Laura? Your Hidden Power Show number 137. That's the podcast, Your Hidden Power Show. You find it wherever you get podcasts. But I think just going right to the website is the most important thing to do. There's a button there for the live show, a button there for the podcast. Same thing for Your Hidden Power number 138, where we, Laura and I, talk about prayer, the power of prayer, the answer to people who have issues. If you don't think global prayer works, man, you've not had the experience. And we talk about that during Your Hidden Powers, number 138. That's the most recent Your Hidden Power podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com. Always featured on the podcast is my pal Uri Geller, who is here with us from his home in Israel. One of the things I want to talk with you about is the theme, sort of a quasi-theme to the program today, and that's divine purpose. As we think about, you know, what you do with your life, for example, Uri, you were put on the planet to do something very special, which you are continuing to do. And a lot of people don't seem to get that they are all here for a purpose, because sometimes it doesn't become clear. How do you help people understand what their divine purpose is? And how did you understand what yours was?
Well, let me just go back and let's just for a few seconds talk about stress, because again, the synchronicity between us is amazing. Today I got a phone call, obviously I won't mention any names, from someone quite well known who was talking about the stress he has with his wife, and he's thinking of leaving her. And you know that stress is a feeling of emotional or physical tension. You know, it can come from any event or any thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, or nervous. Stress is your body's reaction to a challenge or demand. In short bursts, stress can be positive, such as when it helps you avoid danger or meet a deadline. But now, in the age of corona, stress has amplified. It became mammoth, because people are losing their jobs, people are afraid of being infected by corona, people are worried about their kids that they cannot see. So stress is huge. Depressions, a lot of people turn to suicide, etc. So it's so strange, the synchronicity between us, that exactly today I get this phone call from a friend, and you bring this issue up. Now, concerning the divine, why I'm here, you know, Doug, throughout my career of 50 somewhat years, I never really entered the realm of me thinking of why I'm here on this planet to help humanity. Because if you think that way, you become kind of a subliminal megalomaniac. You think that you're here to save the world, and as you know, I'm not a guru, I'm not a prophet, I'm not a miracle worker. In a strange and bizarre way, I do help people because I became very well known worldwide. I would even dare say famous around the world for doing bizarre things, unexplainable things, controversial demonstrations of mind power. And that gives me an edge to be able to speak to people and convince them to lead a better life, motivate them, and inspire them. Because they believe that I have an energy, I have a power, I have some kind of a supernatural energy that I can transmit to them.
Well, they wouldn't believe that you had that energy if you didn't believe you had that energy. You had to believe it first.
Well, Doug, listen, I don't think that you, when you wake up every morning, you don't believe that you're a great presenter. You just get on with your life.
That's true. I just get on the air and do it. That's true. Very good.
What?
No, I don't even think about that. I just get on the air and visit with my friends and talk about stuff that's going on, and it happens to create a pretty good radio program. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the way I am, and that's the way I operate, and I do my thing. Do you really think we have time to think how great we are and what purpose we present to the world and how we help people?
Well, sometimes it's important for other people to point that out, though, because it does have an impact. You do have an impact, even though I can attest to the fact, because we're friends. I have a lot of friends who are very special people. They're very special to me, but they also have very special talents. You're one of the most well-known people in the world. You and I are very close, very good friends. We've developed a great friendship over the years. And I realize, having seen you in your underwear, that you put your pants on one leg at a time. You go to the bathroom every day and you take a shower. So, okay, what's the big deal? Everybody has to put their pants on one leg at a time, and everybody walks around the house in their underwear. Okay, so.
Right? Well, I want to correct you, because you don't need to put one leg in your underpants. If I sit on a bed, I put two legs. I cut the time of doing one leg at a time. Anyhow, Doug, how trivial this talk is, because really, really, you know, the news is really terrible from around the world.
But it's perspective, Harry. I wish we had an hour to talk about this. I'm beginning to get really turned off to all of this stuff, because I think we've been manipulated in a huge way. We have been manipulated. We've been had.
Yep.
When you think about the number of people dying from the regular flu, the cancer, the heart disease, car crashes, whatever, we have been had. And that's a subject for another time, because I'm going to move along. But
Another time, because you know, Doug, here in Israel, 4,000 people die every year from unrelated ailments that they go into hospital for. You know, they die from
the hospitals
infections.
Kill you. When the hospitals are closed, people live longer. It's amazing.
Exactly.
That's the stats for that.
Anyhow, Doug, we'll see you next week. I'll talk to you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye, Uri. Thanks. UriGeller.com is his website. Uri Geller Museum at UriGellerMuseum.com. He's on it, but I think we're on to something as well. We'll talk to our advisor and find out when it comes to psychic stuff, whether we're on the right path or we're cruising or bruising. Mary O'Malley next year on Your Hidden Power.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Back in the groove here on Your Hidden Power, Mary O'Malley visits with us every week to kind of keep us tuned up as to using your psychic ability or finding somebody like her. She's the person I would recommend when it comes to having psychic connections. You don't have to have psychic power, although I think we all do. We've talked about that many, many times. But the things that are bothering people now, people that are coming to you at your psychicscout.com website, making appointments to see you, coming with questions that they want to answer. You always are answering questions. But are the questions different now? And should people feel comfortable going to you with their own, you know, it's a very specific, very personal thing that you're sharing with people. So why shouldn't they feel free to ask any question they may have outside of the realm of what the normal stuff is, my job, I have any money, am I going to have love, you know, that kind of stuff, health questions. But if there are specific things that people want to know, that's what you shine in, isn't it?
Yeah. This is the opportunity for people to dig kind of deeply, no outside distractions. You know, what you see in the mirror is what you get, and if you don't like it, now's a good time to make some changes. So there's a lot of that going on, and people are having to face fears, and just life is so different and apparently is going to be different for some time now. There's a lot of things up in the air. A lot of people feel like they're just being blown around by the wind and just trying to stand strong into the wind, you know.
Well, is it, maybe I'll ask this question in a different way. Is it more anger-based or fear-based when they come to you? Because it's one or the other for the most part. This isn't the time people are looking for tune-ups. They want to know if they ought to be afraid. And I think there's so much fear-based stuff. Even if spirit isn't talking to you, common sense tells you that there's way too much fear wrapped around this. And we've taken steps that maybe we didn't have to take. You mentioned something about things being different. I think we needed to have some of this transition, this adjustment, because we need to change some things. But do people even understand that when they're looking for the deep-rooted the solutions to their problems?
Yeah, that's a tough one because it's so individual. Despite everything and some good things coming from this, there's still how can I take care of myself and my family, you know?
Right.
So it's a tough one, and it's even hard spiritually to read that because it's always hard to read the future because it's, you know, it can change on a dime. And so, you know, people have a lot of fears. So it's mostly working with how they can feel empowered. You know, what do they have control over? Reminding them that they're not just powerless, you know, throughout this whole thing. And finding out where their seat of power is so they can feel productive and hopeful instead of fearful and angry.
And, well, there's plenty of that around. Do you ever talk to people about what they put into their bodies and how that may affect their mind? What do they drink? What do they smoke? What do they eat? I don't think I've ever asked you a question like that before, but I think everybody's mind is different, and we're doing different things to our minds. Certainly more drinking going on and a lot more pot smoking. So,
yeah, I do. It's, you know, only if it comes up. I mean, it sometimes they'll ask, you know, is it causing a problem? And sometimes spirit will give them a little hint that it's causing a problem. We really need to be alert. You know, we really need to be aware of what's going on moment to moment. You know, it's really easy to deal with fears and things by being distracted or distracting yourself. And it's really about finding the tools to move that energy into something productive. It's different for everybody. And if it's a problem, it will often come up in the reading. You know, I'll say, hey, you have a little too much wine, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the things, though, that comes out of this, the positive side, is you can help people understand how amazing they are in and of themselves. A lot of people come in and they're down and they're out and they're worried. But most people, when they come away from having a good reading with you or somebody like you, maybe don't feel so badly. But when you write down to it how everything works and how our mind and body works, it's amazing how it all works. Do people get that after they spend some time with you?
Yeah, spirit's real clear on often it's just one or two different steps that they need to take or the way they perceive a situation that can really turn the person around very quickly.
Yeah, well, so, that's important, I think. The stuff that's, I don't know, just having people feel better about the experience, that's really what you're all about anyway. Give them the facts and make them feel better. Mary O'Malley, I never asked you, are you on Facebook? Is it facebook.com/Mary O'Malley?
There's Mary O'Malley, Psychic Scout, Soul Scout, and Psychic Medium.
That's where you find Mary. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Back into Your Hidden Power. My pal Laura Banks is here. She has a fabulous network. You can go to her network, and it really is a network. And network means networking, which means people work together, get on the same page. Go to StarGalNetwork.com and figure out how to use astrology to help yourself in your life and others in your life. You can make an appointment with Laura by calling 800-571-3978. I imagine that number is on the StarGal Network website too, right? So people don't get it, they can go at least to StarGal Network and get the phone number. So today we are spending a lot of time this week on Your Hidden Power, thinking about divine purpose. Now, you've done a lot of things in your life, and I think you can use yourself as an example of somebody who may have come late in life. You've had a lot of changes, tried a lot of things, and some you've been more successful at than others. But when it comes to your purpose, there has probably been a thread. Maybe you didn't even recognize it. I think some people fall on it. Can you tell by looking at somebody's chart whether they're going to be an early bloomer or a late bloomer? That's kind of what we're talking about here.
Capricorns are always late bloomers. Aquarians are also often late bloomers because they're not in touch with their emotional selves as much as they become robots through most of their life, and then towards the end they realize what's their true heart's calling. But you mentioned a thread, and you mentioned things I haven't tried yet, and I have not tried the Giza sheets from the MyPillow guy yet. And
try them. They're fabulous. They're my favorite sheets.
What's a Giza? What's a Giza?
Giza is the cotton that comes from in Egypt, if you know the where the pyramids are in Giza.
Oh.
And there is an area not far from there where the cotton is grown. Egyptian cotton is a lot better because of what's in the soil. Whatever is in the soil is always what predicates what some food will taste like the corn or potatoes taste different if they're in different soil. Well, the cotton that comes from the ground in Egypt seems to be softer than the cotton we grow here or is grown elsewhere in South America around the world.
So I could go visit the Great Pyramid and then go to the gift shop and buy a pair of pieces of sheets.
Well, either that or you can go to MyPillow.com.
Or better yet, go to MyPillow. Well, that's where he is, I think. That's where he's all the time. He's right at that pyramid selling sheets.
Right.
And I dig that about
him. There you go. Yeah,
but,
right.
you know, divine calling. And then Marco Greenberg earlier was so brilliant about this whole relentless pursuit of being nuts and pursuing what your desire and your heart's purpose is. And we're trying to tie this whole show together. But you've been on this rage today about what the hell wool has been pulled over our eyes in this situation with the coronavirus. And I'm in 100% agreement with you with the percentages of people that are actually dying and suffering versus the complete shutdown. We had to go there, Doug, because we got lazy with self-realization and spiritual and inside looking because we all got really, really greedy. And that's why this is going on.
So what's the end result? Have we gone far enough or do we have to hurt more?
No, we're going to hurt through to Christmas. Now, I don't agree. I mean, I think a lot more people have this, and this whole thing should end. But are you willing to go out and chill with people somewhere, Doug, and talk face-to-face, or are you going to still stay back?
That's well, to be honest with you, because I've had it, I already have. But now, most people don't know, although I've talked a little bit on the air. I had what most the doctors that I'm careful and connected to, like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, are thoroughly convinced that I had it. A lot of people that aren't showing signs, like me, I didn't really show the signs, but I had it. And you'll find out when you get your blood tested to see if you have the antibodies in your system. That's why I'm trying to find a way to give blood. I haven't found a place yet to give blood.
I mean, right. So probably a lot of us already have this. The horoscope of the coronavirus is beyond science. This is beyond sirens. Capricorn is a sign of suffering and darkness. It's in the 11th house of groups and organizations. Venus, which is a planet of gas, is conjuncting our collective consciousness with the south node. Homebody infection is happening with Neptune. So there's all these reasons why this happened astrologically. Mm-hmm. But bottom of the line, the number one card that's being played here is fear. That is the number one card. There's going to be this stuff playing out. But what does that mean? That means that the marketing
machine...
Too
bad we couldn't do it through education instead of fear-based education. Too bad we couldn't just have regular education.
I mean, I know. Are we going to completely have a monetary collapse to get this? Mm-hmm. How far did we go in the wrong direction?
If this lasts until December, the economic reality in the world will collapse.
Well, the astrological thoughts are it'll be lightening up by mid-May, by June 1st. People will be out and about. But September, October, look out, because something's going to happen then. And then we'll be out of it by Christmas. And it's going to happen quickly. And this thing could disappear quickly, according to Eric Exander, whoever he is. I like to get him on the show. He's some big famous muckety-muck in astrology who thinks it's going to be a flash in the pan. There you go.
That's all food for thought. Tons of thought. Laura Banks, our astrologer, StarGalNetwork.com is her website. Her number to connect, 800-571-3978. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.